day, 21st of March of some year, very in the early years, and Baba had a mug with a handle in his hand, and he would bend down. He was sitting on a stool, and he would bend down, or a chair, bend down and put the mug into the pot of the huge pot of falooda, and each one would be filing past him with a glass and pour it in the glass, put it down. In the end, it was too many followers and too much of the thing. Suddenly I saw something that has remained with me vividly forever. Baba moved over and put his feet into the pot of falooda. So here he was sitting, and it was much easier then. He was bending over. And so everybody had falooda from his feet, washed in it, blessed so specially. And I stood there fascinated. To me it meant something really very special. But everybody was so busy serving and doing the work that the old ones didn't remember when I told them. I asked Padre, the women of course were did not come and mix with Baba. But I, being a child, could go both. When Baba was with the women, I was with Baba. When Baba was with the men, I was with Baba. But I asked Padre, and he said, you know, I just don't remember that. I don't recall that. Mm-hmm. Another thing I remember is that I'd come for one of my holidays, and I was with the women at the time, I mean, at this instant, this episode, event I'm talking about. And Baba must have been in seclusion or something. He was on where the jhopri side is. And Baba used to, at that time, also grind the wheat. And this is why Jal's gesture is like that. Baba's sign for Jal is this, because Baba had Jal help him with the thing. Mm-hmm. But Baba was also sweep the room and sweep the veranda, sweep the floor. With this ordinary little broom, you know, this fan-like broom. Mm. So I remember I just come from the holiday, and it hurt the women, Baba's women mainly, that Baba should be sweeping, you know. But of course he wouldn't allow them. So they coached me. They said, you go, you know. Because I always received so much love from Baba, his kid sister, whenever I go with him. I mean, I could be very free with Baba. So they thought if he would let me take the broom from his hand. And they said, will you sweep? I said, of course I will sweep. You go. It says no to us. You go now. Then Naja telling me one thing. Koshi telling me one thing. Mera coaching me. Go and say this and that. And then take the broom and say, Baba, I will sweep. And then you sweep. Sure. I'm very happy. So I go along as usual. And Baba stopped sweeping and looked up at me. Quite different from what I was used to. He very serious. Now I realize that what work he must be doing at the time, frowning, serious, you know, a fire in his eyes. He just looked at me and said, what are you doing here? I forgot my lines and everything. I said, can I sweep? Sweep, said Baba. Oh. I just ran, Baba completed the sweep. They said, what happened? I said, you just gave me one look. I just couldn't sweep. Another little recollection that's as clear as anything is just having come for my holidays and landing in Mehrabad, having come with my mother to Ahmednagar, sat in a tonga, come all the way and getting down in Ahmednagar, and of course running to where Baba would be. And where was Baba? Baba was out there in the open. There were no rooms built there that you see now, that room number 3 and room number 2 and room number 1 and all, nothing. It was all open ground like you see out here. And there was Baba standing with hair flowing, looking so beautiful. In a radiant, no adjectives. Anyway, Baba was standing there, and he was flying a kite. He had a glove on his hand, and that the string. He said, we don't have the kite kind of kites you have in the West. It's a paper kite like that, and there's a thread. But a very specially processed thread, processed through ground glass to make it absolutely strong, and for the game where two kites cut each other, that's strength. And Padre was holding the firki. We call it the firki, the rotator. And you hold it like, it goes fast like a spindle. Yeah. And Baba, and the more you can let out string, the higher it would go.
And when it goes very, very high, it's just like a dot in the sky, a red color or green, whatever the color of the thing. And the string from there is an arc. It's no longer a straight thing. It's so high that you can see in the light that string curving like that. And Baba held it in his hand. So I went along there. Baba looked at me, gave me, he said, here, hold this, you fly the kite. Of course, Baba held on at the back. Because when I held it, it's such a force, so taut and so strong, that if you're not strong, you can't hold it. To hold them. And then for a while, I just did it first. Then Baba was flying it. And then the wave pulled it down. And they couldn't keep up with Baba, rolling the string back, the thread back on the... That's another reflection. Whenever I go to that path, I always see Baba standing there putting that kite up.